"Wake up," Jillian would say when she called on her appointed night. "What do I have to do to snap you out of it?" Really, there was nothing Jillian could say, although Sally kept on listening when her sister called. She thought over her sister's words of advice, because lately Jillian's voice was the only sound she wanted to hear. It brought a comfort nothing else could, and Sally found herself positioned by the phone on Tuesdays, awaiting her sister's call. "Life is for the living," Jillian told her. "Life is what you make of it. Come on, just listen to what I'm saying. Please." Sally thought long and hard each time she hung up the phone. She thought about the girl in the drugstore and the sound of Antonia's footsteps on the stairs when she went up to bed without a goodnight hug. She thought about Michael's life and his death and about every second they had spent together. She considered each one of his kisses and all the words he had ever said to her. Everything was still gray. The paintings Antonia brought home from school and slipped beneath her door, the flannel pajamas Kylie wore on chilly mornings, the velvet curtains that kept the world at bay. But now Sally began to order things in her mind. Grief and joy, dollars and cents, a baby's cry and the look on her face when you blew her a kiss on a windy afternoon. Such things might be worth something. A glance. A peek, a deeper look. And when a year had passed to the very day since the moment when Michael had stepped off the curb, Sally saw green leaves outside her window. It was a delicate vine that had always wound its way up the drainpipe, but on this day Sally noticed how tender each leaf was, how absolutely new, so that the green was nearly yellow, and the yellow rich as butter. Sally spent a good portion of her days in bed, and it was already afternoon. She saw the golden light filtering through the curtains, and the way it spread out in bars across her wall. Quickly she got out of bed and brushed her long black hair. She put on a dress she hadn't worn since the previous spring, took her coat from the hook by the back door, and went out for a walk.